This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام مالك في موطئه بسند صحيح عن أبي بكر بن عبد الرحمن بن الحارث بن هشام قال. The hadith that I collection of Imam Malik in his muwatta and has an authentic chain narration right to us by one of the tabi'een, where he says, سألني أو أخبرني عفوا بعض أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Some of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام's companions told me something. Now, this hadith, there are similar hadith where the tabi'i will narrate and he won't name the sahabi. This is not a hadith that is mursal. A mursal hadith is a hadith where the tabi'i says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he skips the sahabi, even though we know that this person never met the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now, there's a, when you study the science of hadith, there is a chapter called Al-Marasil, learning about the ahadith that are mursala. Most of these ahadith are judged by the scholars to be weak, except the marasil of certain tabi'een that we have, like Sayyid ibn Jubair, for example. We have certain trust in them. Because it's a difficult thing to, because you know the tabi'een, you know that their status, yet they are not telling us who told them this. They're just jumping to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when they know and we know that they didn't hear from him alayhi salatu wasalam. But in this hadith, it's not a mursal, because he says, أخبرني بعض أصحاب رسول الله عليه الصلاة. He says, some of the Sahaba told me. He doesn't name the Sahaba, but he says that some of them told him. So what's the question that needs to be answered is, who amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said this to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? So the scholars of hadith ask the question, does it matter in terms of the authenticity of the narration? Like, if the person who told him this was Jabir versus Abu Huraira versus Anas, would it make a difference? So most of the scholars say it wouldn't make a difference. So now it's just whether this is a habit of this tabi'i or not. If it's a habit where he continuously doesn't tell us the sahabi, then, so this is how the scholars, I'm just giving you a taste, this is how the scholars of hadith will look at this topic to see if this is a habit. If it's a habit of his, then his hadith will drop in terms of the authenticity. If he always tells us the sahabi, but this time he forgot which one of them it was, then they accept it. That's why this hadith is considered authentic. Anyways, not to make this Musalah hadith lesson. The hadith is still within the Ramadan prep, and it's a nice little story where he says, "Kharajna ma Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-fathi." We went with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام for Fatah Makkah. And معلومكم, Fatah Makkah happened on the 21st day of Ramadan, right? In the 8th year of Hijrah. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, فأجاز رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفطر لأصحابه وقال تقووا على عدوكم أفطروا تقووا على عدوكم. يعني break your fast, strengthen yourselves for your enemy. You're going for Mecca. وَصَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام didn't break his fast. He offered it to people and he said, break your fast and strengthen yourselves for them. And he didn't. يَقُولُ فَأَخْبَرَنِي ذَلِكَ الصَّحَابِي. I mean, this tabi'i, and the Sahabi told him, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُصَبُّ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ الْمَاءُ بِالْعَرْجِ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْعَطَشِ أَوْ مِنْ شِدَّةِ الْحَرِّ. Al-Arj is an area between Medina and Mecca. That he saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in one of the stops or the pauses or the areas where they would take five to go to the bathroom and whatnot. He saw the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام بالعرج having water being poured on his head. He wasn't sure if it was because he was so thirsty versus it was too hot. فقيل له يا رسول الله إِنَّ بَعْضَ النَّاسِ لَمَّا رَأَوْكَ صُمْتَ صَامُوا. Some of the people, when they saw you that you didn't break your fast, they didn't break their fast. قَالَ فَرَأَيْتُهُ بِالْكَدِيدِ لَمَّا وَصَلْنَا الْكَدِيدِ. Kadid is another area. دَعَى بِقَدَحٍ مِنَ الْمَاءِ فَشَرِبَ فَأَفْطَرَ النَّاسِ. And then when he heard that عليه الصلاة والسلام, as they moved along in another area, he called for in front of people, like a cup of water, and he drank it عليه الصلاة والسلام, and then everyone broke their fast. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now this is a very, the hadith has like a couple of gems within it, and the one that I liked the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام took upon himself al-azaim. We know this for a fact. I mean, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not, if he could afford to, he didn't take the ruhas. Like whenever there was a ruling of leniency based on a difficulty of some sort, him for himself عليه الصلاة والسلام, he didn't take it. He would not only offer it to the Sahaba, he would encourage it. Sometimes he would command the Sahaba to take it. You have to do this. And then he would go and take the azaim. Because he was a role model, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because he was a role model, because he had to do that. If he didn't, look at how Muslims are today, and he didn't, alayhi salatu wasalam. Look how we are today, and he never, he kept the bar exactly where it was all throughout his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, the day he passed away. And look how we are. Imagine if he took all these rulings of leniency. Imagine if he just, he did this, then what would we, then there would be nothing. Like at this point, Islam would have dissolved. But he knew, alayhi salatu wasalam, the only way for an ideology to actually survive, the person who represents it has to play it by the book. He has to be impeccable when it comes to the principles and the values and the followership and the adherence to everything. And he took himself for the azaim, alayhi salatu wasalam. But then when it was brought to his attention that him doing that, alayhi salatu wasalam, was causing difficulty for others, it was causing harm for his ashab, meaning some of the ashab, they wanted to be like him, so now they fast, and that fasting is harming them, is making them very tired, it's going to affect the army. He broke his fast, alayhi salatu wasalam, just rahma for them, so that they could break their fast, so they wouldn't be harmed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. So what he was, in his life, what he was dealing with, like the equations that he was working with, alayhi salatu wasalam, are very different than the ones that we're working with. Like the equations we're working with are mostly based on personal leisure and personal interest and wanting to find. He was thinking it was a completely different experience for him, alayhi salatu wasalam. He found his ease when he took the azaim, when he followed the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the letter, when he pushed himself, alayhi salatu wasalam, farther in closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever he didn't because he didn't want to make it difficult for you and I. He didn't want it for me and you. He didn't want to make it difficult for his ashab, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was taking leniencies and rukhas, not because he was trying to find an easy way. He was taking them because he didn't want to tire you, alayhi salatu wasalam, which is very different. Which is a very different way of looking at life in general. That you take a leniency not because you want to find ease in your day, you're taking the leniency because you don't want to tire the people behind you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. And this is, I find this hadith to be beautiful in that sense, that if he was left to his own, he would have done things differently for himself. But then he has to consider us, alayhi salatu wasalam, and what life would look like for us, alayhi salatu wasalam. يروي الإمام مالك في موطئه بسند صحيح عن أبي بكر بن عبد الرحمن بن الحارث بن هشام قال أخبرني بعض أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال خرجنا مع رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام يوم الفتح فأجاز للناس الفطرة وقال أفطروا تقووا على عدوكم وصام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أخبرني ذلك الرجل أنه رأى رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام بالقدح بالعرج قد صب على رأسه الماء من شدة العطش أو قيل من شدة الحر فقيل له يا رسول الله إن بعضا من الناس لما رأوك صمت صاموا قال فلما وصلنا الكديد دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بقدح من الماء فشرب فأفطر الناس صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى